Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning maros yishiyich you. It's Moshe Rabbeinu Nari, so Moshe Mordechai, the Rafuas, Itamar Tzvi, Raphael, Ben, Vora Esther, and it's based in the Torah, Marein HaGon Raphael, Koin Kuntz V'Shlita. It says in Shemos 17:14, Tzavzo Sikorn V'Sefer V'Sim Bazne Yoshua, Ki Mocho Emches Zecher Amolek Mitachas HaShemayim, write this as a memory in a book, and put it in the ears of Yehoshua, because I will erase the memory of Amalek from under the heavens. And the Hamikdavar, he doesn't understand. Everything Hashem says to Moshe was written in the Sefer Torah. Hashem doesn't have to tell Moshe to write it in the Sefer Torah. We don't find elsewhere Hashem says to Moshe to write it in the Sefer Torah. He tells him, and Moshe Rabbeinu writes it. So Mapitom, that over here, when erasing Amalek, he tells him to write it in the Sefer. And also, what's Simba Ozne Yoshua? Put it in the ears of Yoshua, Makavana. So the Brisker Rav explains that Ksav Zois, Sim Bozne Yoshua, means as follows, that in every parish there's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. What it says in the parish is Torah Shebichsav, and the explanation is Torah Shebalpeh. That's what it means, Ksav Zois Ikaron Basefer, in other words, write a Torah Shebichsav, and then Sim Bozne Yoshua, write it in Torah Shebalpeh. In other words, this parasha of Yoshua, this parasha that you're giving to Yoshua, and you're writing in the Sefer, should be Torah Shebichsav, Sof Sof Zikaron Basefer, and then also Torah Shebal Peh, V'Sim Bozne Yoshua. Has to be both. Ayin Sham B'Dvorim HaMe'irim Shal Rav Mibrisk. But we have to understand, because every parasha in the Torah has both parts. It has Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Why Dafke here? So, in the Mechilta, the end of Parshas Bishalach, we learn from this pasuk a lesson about Torah Nevi'im and Megillas Esther. Similarly, we see in the sugya in Megillah. Esther says, put me in the canon, Kesfuni Ladoros, and they say, no, Shilashim Velo Rebaim, three and not four. There are already three mentions, twice in the Chumash, and Bishalach, and Kiseitze, one in Sefer Shmuel, so you only got three, not four. And then they found, no. You put it in Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim. And since you put it in Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim, so it's going to be Megillah, it's going to be Iksuvim. And therefore it says, Ksov Zos, Mashakosov Kain of Mishneh Torah, that's one. Zikaron is in Nevi'im, it's Sefer Shmuel. And then Basefer is Iksuvim, Megillah. So you have Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim. Rashi, Mishlei 22:20, explains this pasuk of Shileshim. That's the pasuk that it's being darshened. Halokasafti lecha hatazn chashmadi v'chachamim. Halokasafti lecha shileshim. So what is that? The shileshim. I wrote three. So Rashi says, Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim. The Mechilta says that the shlishi is Megillas Esther, but in the Yerushalmi it says Iksuvim. Yerushalmi Aleph Hey. So it would seem that this pasuk of Shilashim, this three-pronged Torah, is talking about the essence of Torah. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos 88, Orientally cites, it's a three-pronged Torah, Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim. That's how the Gra has it there in Mishlei. So why are we defining the Torah in relationship specifically to Parashas Zechiras and Machias Amalek? Because we have Ksov Zos, that's one, here in Mishneh Torah, Zikaron, Nevi'im, Sefer, Ksuvim. And we find this Pasuk, this Shilashim, these three ideas of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, these three parts of Torah, we find in the Pasuk regarding Amalek. So what does Torah have to do? Why is the essence of Torah, Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim, defined by the parish of Amalek? So it would appear from this that this parish of Amalek is taka shaykh to the gedur klalus mahusa Torah, shaykh to the essence of Torah. It's not a specific din by Amalek. And we're going to explain behemshech what the relationship between Amalek and the mahusa of Torah is. understand why it's Ksob Zos is, like the Briska Rav said, it's Torah Shebichsav and then Torah Shebaal Peh. Because this is defining, this pasuk is defining the Mahus of Torah, the essence of Torah. In Mamele, the essence of Torah is written in oral, and the essence of Torah is Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And this is Miyasel Dei HaTorah, this parasha, as we're going to see. So it says in Mishlei 22:17, "Hadaz lecha shma divrei chachamim v'libcha tashis ledaiti." Turn your ear and listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my teaching. Ki noyim kisishrim v'tnecha yikonu yachdam al sfasecha. For it is a pleasant thing you keep them with you if they are ready on your lips. Liyos b'Hashem miftachecha hodaticha hayoyim af alta. That your trust may be in Hashem, I teach you today, even you. Ad kan midivrei apsukim. And one more, aloi kasafti lecha shalishim b'moetzos vodoas. It's not shilashim, it's shalishim. Which means that I have written for you three things, Rashi says, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, of counsel and knowledge. The Bir Hagro explains that the Ikar Nesinas of Torah Yisrael is in order that they should have bitachon in Hashem. V'fi she'ikar hakol hu bitachon hashalom v'klal kol ha'mitzvos. The ikar of everything is complete bitachon, and that is the principle of all the mitzvahs. And that's why the pasuk says that Hashem should be, you should trust in Hashem. I'm telling you today, and I wrote this for you. Shalishim and Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, because the whole Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim is about bitachon. With counsel and knowledge. And the Gra says, this is Yisod Kol HaTorah Kulah, this bitachon, iftachacha, that bitachon in Hashem. And that's the Yisod L'Kitchuk D'Amalek L'Fnei Ma'antara, in the end of Melcham of Mamalek with the Jewish people. They shouldn't believe in Hashem. Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Imayim. Amalek is B'Gematria Safek, Mashakosu Akadmenim. We beat them with faith, being faithful to Hashem. Moshe's hands were amuna, were faithful. But he yodav amuna, it says by Melchemes Amalek. Amalek is safek. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin, putting this doubt in our hearts. Maharsha writes in the end of Makkos that the reason we have 613 mitzvahs inside the Makkavim, inside the Noisein, it's one mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Chabakuk Bav, Emidan Alachas, Sadik B'Emunaso Yichya, that's the Emun of Anochi. Kol Mitzvasech Emun, all your mitzvahs are Emun, it says in Tehillim. And that's the Yisod Divrei Hagro, everything's about Bitachon. It's Klal Kol HaMitzvahs, to trust in Hashem. And that's the Bias HaMalik was a pickbook of Ayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu, not having trust in Hashem. Because Rafu Yideim in HaTorah. So it's all one. Amalek comes when we don't have faith. So Amalek is there to question our faith, to make us question our faith. And the Melcham against Amalek is to be mitzchazik in our faith, in our bitachon. It's the whole Torah. The whole Torah is, says the Korah. Ikar nesinas haTorah liYisrael is that we should have bitachon. Bezeshen itbeir sheparshas Melchamim Amalek is not a ma'aseh prati ba'alma. The war with Amalek is not just a specific ma'aseh. And the mitzvahs are not just mitzvahs pratiyas. Rather, this is shayach, this parasha is shayach to the klalos haTorah, because Amalek is about faith. And that's the whole Torah. Therefore, it's not just a specific mitzvah, it's the whole Torah. And that's the ikar nesin of the Torah to the Jewish people, is the parasha of Amalek. L'chei nikbu wo kolev yisoid yitara d'ksivis haTorah, advarim b'Torah shebichsav. Ksov zos ikarn ba sefer. It Surah HaTorah, the Torah Shebichsavu, Perusha, and the Torah Shebalpeh. Ksav Zos V'Sim Bozne Yoshua. So this, here we established what the foundation of the Torah is. We have to also mention that there's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, because that's the Tzur of Torah. It has to be mentioned here, because this is the Yisod of the Torah, Bitochem. So Ksav Zos, Torah Shebichsav, Sim Bozne Yoshua, Torah Shebalpeh. And that's the mitzvah of Zecher Amalek. We remember Amalek so that we have our bitochen in Hashem. That's why we have to raise Amalek. Lo kasavti l'cha shalishim b'moetzus v'das. It's interesting how many different perushim there are for shalishim. The Malbim says it's Mishlei is broken up into three parts. Rashi says Tarnavim Iksuvim. Rabbeinu Yoni says that a Shalish is somebody who Sholeit al Mispar Nashim. He's a ruler. The whole Moshe says that the Melucha Melechu Arishon, and then there's the Mishnah LeMelech, and then there's the Shalish. He's the third in command. He's the Sar Tzava. He's the Ramatkal. So, this parish of Amalek, again, is shaykh to the Yisod of the Torah. And therefore, we have to learn Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and we have to learn Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And Akdama the Rambam, to Perish Mishnayis, in the Ivar Masa, Lechelik Hashem, and Binyan Anovi, he writes, Kon Shikim, and Eldim, Labrat, Hashem, and Yitzav, and Mitzvah, Sub Yeser, Yisur, and Medav, Hashem, and Torah, Kon Jiyema, Yilach, Mo'alei, Plonis, or Mimu, Plonis, Ahatek, Mo'ashe, Siva, Shmuel, Lishol, Yilachim, Amalek, Rambam writes, the Navi does various things. One of them is the asur zisurim that are not min haTorah, like when he says to wage a war. Going shiomer hilachim while they are plonis. Not an Isser, it's a mitzvah, but it's not in a Torah. Or in Umavon is a certain nation. Like Shmuel told Shaul to wage war against Amalek. So many people ask, Shmuel telling Shaul to wage war against Amalek is not Shmuel's Chiddush. It's not the Chiddush of the Navi. He already says that in the Torah. It's Mechias Amalek. Now, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesvav, it says, Ve'omer Shmuel El Shaul, Ve'ata Shema Lekol Dvei Hashem, Shmuel says to Shaul, now listen to the word of Hashem. So Hashem said, I remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people, that he cut him off on the way when he was going up from Mitzrayim. Go and smite Amalek and take away all of their items. So the Brisker Rav commented on this nevuah that was said to Shmuel. What did you need it for? It's a pasuk. So what did Shmuel have to come to Shaul and tell him? Yeah, remember what God remembers what Amalek did. You have to go wage war against them. It's pasuk. There's a mitzvah without Shmuel's nevuah. Later on, it says, "Ve'yomer Shmuel el Shaul chatasi ki avarti es pi Hashem ves dvarecha." I sinned because I transgressed the word of God and your words. It's both pi Hashem and dvarecha. So in other words, not only was there an aver against the Torah, there was an aver against the Navi. So you have to understand, there's really a Torah command. Or based on what we explained in the Gedra of Mechias Amalek, in addition to the detailed specific mitzvah, there's also an inyan klali of often kumal pi klali atari dechsavti l'chash shalishim. Of mahalach doy reisit flisa, it's tari nevim ksuvim, it's the yisod of the Torah, we hear this parashah. There has to be a three, it has to be a three-pronged war. And Mela, it's not just enough that it's written in the Torah. There also has to be a Kiyum Divrei HaNavi. Never there was a special nevuah to Shmuel. And when Shaul sinned, he sinned not only against Divrei Torah, he sinned against Divrei Navi. Now we understand the Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam we quoted before, that this is not only a Tzivui Torah, but it's also a Kiyum Divrei HaNavi. Go and Shomer, the Rambam writes, Yilachem with their opponents and their opponents, Ato, fight against them now. What's Ato? What does he have to say now? So what he's trying to say is, he's bringing the Pasuk in the Nevuah of Shmuel. Ve'ato lech v'kis samalek. That is that he's doing it now, al pi Tzivui Shmuel. This is a special Tzivui of a Navi, that it's not enough. Not enough that it should be Menatorah, there also has to be Nevi'im involved, because this is the Yisod of the Torah, this Milchemes Amalek. It has to be Ba'ofen Shel Tlisoi, it has to be three prong. So it's not only going to be Torah, it's also going to be Nevi'im. And it says Shalishim. What's the Shalishim? That the Ksuvim as well. And that's the Mechias Amalek of Purim. In Mishle there it says, Shalishim b'mo'etzos v'das. The Gemara explains that Eitzis are Nevi'im. And that includes Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Eitzis is Shernosan Hashem b'libam. And it says in Megillas Esther, V'atem kisvu al yudim katov b'enecha b'shem ha-melech. Now this milchama of Mechias HaMalek was al pi Mordechai Baruch Kacho, as it says in the Targum. Mordechai Baruch Kacho set to wage this war against Amalek. And these are the Eitzes that Hashem gave him belave. And that's Ksuvim. That's what we saw that the Gra says. The Gra says Eitzes are Nevi'im. And that includes Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Eitzes is Shanas and Hashem Beliba. So those are the Eitzes that Hashem put in his heart. That's what the Gemara says, Eitzes is Ksuvim. So we have Mordechai saying to wage this war, like we find in Perek Ches. That he sends out to wage the war, to protect themselves. Like it says, That's the Eitzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the heart of Mordechai. And as the Targum says, this Mocham was Api Ruch Kacha. And the Kfiyas HaMegillah, the Megillah is put in the canon. It's also based on the Pasuk in the Torah. Ksov Zazakorim B'Sefer. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, B'Sefer is Ksuvim. And together with the fact that it's in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, together with the Torah Shel Ksav, it's also Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, like we see in the Yerushalmi. Shekabla Meseches, HaKol B'Torah Shel, Torah Shel Nichtava B'Mesuyim, U'Parah Shel Klal Azudah Mechias HaMalek. So it also has a Meseches. Not only does we have it written in Torah Shebichsav, we also have it written in Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is all alluded to in the parashah of Mechias HaMalek. We started out with the Kasha. What do we have this remnant to turn Avim and Ksuvim in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh of Mechias HaMalek? The parashah of Mechias HaMalek, the answer is because that's the cloud, that's the Yisod of Torah, and Mechias HaMalek is the Yisod of Torah, Bitachon. They come to bring suffix. And Shmuel had to give Shaul a special command to destroy Amalek. So it wasn't just Torah, it was also Nevi'im. Nevi'im often goes together with Ksuvim, like Rashi says, that Moetzos V'das, Moetzos Eitzos is Nevi'im Ksuvim. It's not only going to be in the Chumash, it's also going to be in the Navi. Because again, this Mechias Amalek is not just local to the Chumash, it's the Yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula. So it has to go not only in the Torah, but also in Nach. It has to appear in Nach as well. And that's why from this pasuk there has to be also a remes Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So is the karma sefer Torah Shebichsav and Simbat Neishu Torah Shebaal Peh, because that's the Yisod of Torah, we have both. And the Melech has to appear in the parish of Amalek, which is the Yisod of the Torah, of Bitochen. So there's a fortune more to say over here, Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned for a lot more of our Lineder, Megillas Esther Shirin. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.